played so hard tonight, came back in the fourth quarter, had the lead with under a minute to play, but Emmitsburg would drain a three. Gretchen Hofstadt did so, her third of the game, coach, and they got us 50-48, the final score.
Yeah, it was a tough one. Once again, we had to claw our way back, and we scratched our way back, and we found ourselves in the lead, like you said. And one of the last timeouts, I said, number 30 cannot shoot a three-pointer, girls. She's shooting very well, and we don't need to help. We just need to make sure we get a hand in her face. And one of our girls, I'm not going to say names, but she got lost in the lane there, and unfortunately, she made the shot.
Well, she's knocking down 33% of her threes, leads Emmitsburg coming into tonight's game, and she had two before that and drains the game winner. At the time, there was 1.3. They put a little bit more time, 3 seconds up on the clock, and coach, actually, they elected to not defend the inbound passer, which allowed Rachel Bazzoni to throw a softball pass into the front court that Naya Malou caught, and my heart aches for her. I know her teammates were picking her up. I'm sure you did, too. She just felt devastated when she misses a shot attempt that could have either tied or won the game. I'm not sure where her feet were exactly on the arc, but that kid, she has blossomed so much so this year. Talk about this young freshman.
Yes, I can't say enough about her. She's stepped up quite a bit the last few games. I knew she was special at the beginning of the year, you know, with her length and her speed, and she's developing faster than I thought, and I kind of just wanted to ease her in, you know, throughout the year, and I'm at the point where I have to start her and I have to play her a lot, and she's one of our go-to girls. So yeah, she works hard in practice, and she's getting better every day, and you can see it from game one to this game. It's nice to have an offensive presence like that, and a defensive presence as well.
Yes, blocking shots, getting rebounds, and coach, with 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter tonight, your team trailed 45-35, and that's when some of Naya's teammates found her in the low post, and she made back-to-back buckets underneath.
Yep. That's one of our offensive plays. Is we have four girls on the perimeter, and we kind of just work it around and try to feed it into Naya. And I just keep telling Naya to work hard, and we find a way to give her the ball. And we do. We go on those nice little runs, but we just can't give up those runs. In the third quarter, we gave up, I don't know if it was an 8-0 run, and that's what kills us.
Yeah, and Emmitsburg got hot in that third quarter, too. They scored 20 points in the third period, built a 9-point lead heading into the fourth. Rachel Bazzoni made back-to-back layups to put us up 48-47. And then again, a 3-pointer by Gretchen Hofstadt gives Emmitsburg the win. 50-48 was the final score. Rachel Bazzoni, 14. Ariel Bazzoni had 13. Any other numbers that stand out to you? I know you look at the paper in front of you, and you'll add up all those stats a little bit more later, but what do you have to say?
Yeah, I want to say that this game is our first game of the year where we had more assists than we had turnovers. So we've been working really hard in practice about, you know, taking care of the ball and, you know, moving the ball more on offense and getting more movement on offense and being strong with the ball. And when you're strong with the ball, you're not going to turn the ball over. And we had 12 assists to 9 turnovers. That's the first time we've been plus minus was on the good side.
That's a big positive. Yes. You go right there, coach. And another positive would be a double overtime thriller Tuesday night, 62-61 over ELC. Refresh Tornado fans' memories of what happened on Tuesday night.
Oh, it was exciting. It was exciting, and it's good to be on the winning side. You know, to do all that work and two overtimes, basically a whole other quarter, when girls in foul trouble on both sides, and to come out on, you know, the winning side is good, and especially against Estherville. That's where I'm from.
I know. Extra sweet.
You know, yeah, I mark that on the calendar right when it comes out. I want to make sure we're prepared and ready to go for that game. But, yeah, the girls, they, like I said in the locker room after this game, I'm like, girls, we are a tough team. I mean, we scrap. We make sure we fight hard. You know, we never give up. Doesn't matter if we're down 20 or we're even up 10. We play the same, and I love that about you. So you got to, you know, stay. I told the girls, you got to stay positive. We have to learn from this, and it's going to help us down the road.
I think down the road for us next is Tuesday at home against Spencer. And coach, I remember that game up at Spencer. Your gals played well, and we were right there in the second half against the Tigers.
Yep. That was actually the first game we brought Nye up to play varsity, and she had a pretty good game. She came in, she was a presence, and I think that when we go back to Spencer, they're gonna have to prepare for us and prepare for like a Naya type offense now. So now teams have to, like, you know, circle us on the calendar, and we kind of dictate stuff at times. And I said, girls, that's awesome. You got to stay positive about that. You know, they got to watch out for Storm Lake.
Well, Coach, yeah. I know we have a lot of basketball next week, not only yeah. Tuesday, and then, boy, you bring on two really tough teams in Pocahontas area, Lorenz Marathon Thursday, and then Cherokee on Friday, both on the road.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough one. We got to make sure we go in on Tuesday. And, you know, right now we're focusing on Spencer. We go in there and play well, get the win, so we have some confidence going into two tough teams, like you said. Mm-hmm. I mean, watching them in the finals last year, they're tough. They can score fast, and we got to find a way to slow teams down. So that's what we've been focusing on in defense, just slowing teams down and keeping them at their average. And then if we just, I said, our offense will come, and we'll score above our average, and we should be able to win.
Well, tonight, so close, but yet so far in the end, it's Emmitsburg 50-48, green and white, beaten by a three-pointer with 3 seconds to go by Gretchen Hofstad. Coach Jesse Nichols, turning the corner. Here is something you stated earlier this season, and I just love how you're bringing the numbers out, little things that are starting to add up to a bright future for the Storm Lake program.
Yep, we are. It's a day by day, but we are getting better every day. Mm-hmm. And like you said, our numbers... I have girls in the hallway saying I'm going out for basketball next year. And I said, why are you waiting? Why don't you get out now? You know, and we'll get you ready for next year, but you got to start now.
And you know what? Yeah. Maybe it starts right, you know, in front of us on the court is little girls basketball that I'm guessing they might be 6 or 7, but maybe that's where it starts too. We'll work on the elementary kids. Jesse Nichols joining us here at the half as his team losing tonight to Emmitsburg. 50-48 was the final score. Coach, good luck on Tuesday. We'll see you then.
Okay, thanks, Chris.